Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL's top story this hour. We are just hours away from another round of snow, and it'll hit just in time for your drive home from work. We have multiple reports for you on the brewing weather. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. Amy?
Maria, right now things are pretty calm. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says the storm will arrive this afternoon.
So that could really throw in some problems for commuters, just because you've already got enough cars on the road, a lot of cars on the road, and then you're going to complicate things with low visibility, pockets of snow, maybe even accumulating snow on the roadway.
Matt tells KSL's David Dujanovic that the worst of the evening storm will hit just north of the Salt Lake Valley, so that's Davis, Weber, Box Elder counties. But the storm could also bring snow squalls. Matt says those are just like thunderstorms in that they hit really quickly, but in this case, they can block out visibility. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
What exactly is a snow squall? Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Michael Commit.
Snow squalls have always existed, but we've only been seeing alerts for them since 2021. Imagine a brief window of whiteout conditions that's combined with strong winds, gutted visibility, and flash freezing. That's what a snow squall is.
We'll have triple team traffic for you starting this afternoon at 4 on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News to help you navigate the roads. It's not just snow that you're going to have to deal with. There's an extreme cold snap on the way. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Emma Kettington.
Monica Traphagen with the National Weather Service says along with the snow this week, Utah's getting the coldest temperatures we've seen this winter. Two major cold fronts are moving in today and tomorrow, leaving us with some pretty frigid air. The coldest temperatures will be on Thursday and Friday morning, around 10 to 15 degrees. Traphagen says what's really going to affect us is the apparent temperature or the wind chill. To stay safe this week, Traphagen reminds us to layer up, keep pets inside, and make sure you have some emergency warmth in your car. Emma Kettington, KSL News Radio.
The Iron County Search and Rescue Team was called to help two people after their car got stuck in a snowdrift on State Road 143. A snow cat was used to find the two and take them to Bryan Head Resort to warm up. The Iron County Sheriff's Office is reminding everyone to have supplies in their cars, including warm coats and water when venturing out. The Salt Lake County Health Department says two children died over the past 30 days after coming down with the flu. These are the first confirmed flu-related deaths for anyone in the county under the age of 18 this winter. Three people over the age of 50 have also died. None of the people who died received a flu vaccine, and County Health Director Angela Dunn says this is a reminder that the influenza is a serious disease. KSL's top national stories. Former President Trump was in Washington today for a hearing in the federal election interference case against him. In his opening argument, Attorney James Pierce with the special counsel's office said not even the president can get away with criminal conduct.
The president has a unique constitutional role, but he is not above the law.
Mr. Trump's legal team argues he was acting in his official capacity as president to ensure election integrity, which he claims falls under presidential immunity. The trial of the longtime former head of the National Rifle Association continues today in Manhattan.
An assistant attorney general said the NRA operated for decades as Wayne's World, the way that Wayne LaPierre was able to exert control not only over the group's foray into increasingly political fare, but also in the way that it spent money, and in many cases on LaPierre himself. The assistant attorney general, Monica Connell, laid out Greece, Dubai, and other exotic locales that Wayne LaPierre and his wife traveled to on someone else's dime, she said.
That is ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. Utah House Republicans just released their priorities for the legislative session that starts next week. Among other things, they are calling for more resources and funding for the Department of Corrections to address ongoing staffing shortages and to crack down on fentanyl as a way to combat overdose deaths. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says he's open to a discussion on getting rid of the state's income tax. Utah Taxpayers Association President Rusty Cannon tells David Dujanovic there is a growing number of states headed in that direction.
That's how you grow your economy. That's how you attract capital, businesses, people. Everybody is moving to these lower no-income tax states, Florida, Texas, North Carolina, places in the South, and they are leaving high-tax states.
Cannon says if Utah ditched the state income tax, lawmakers would need to find a new way to raise around $8 billion in taxes. A proposal by Utah lawmaker would allow the state to buy water from farmers and put it into the Great Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
The program will need to get approval during the upcoming legislative session, and if it does, it could start as early as this summer. Representative Doug Owens says it would be optional for farmers to participate, and they can decide based on the water year.
Owens says farmers have already started showing interest in the program. First look traffic. Let's check in now with Michelle Rowe.
Well, it's pretty quiet out there right now, Maria, so this would be a good time to get away if you can. They're also asking if you can please come down out of the Cottonwood Canyons sooner than later so we don't have everyone trying to get out at peak times. That would be optimum. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Your friends come here for news and impactful, thought-provoking talk.
Boyd Matheson in the afternoon, I feel like he does a really good job of hitting things from both sides.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson from 1 to 3.
In your car at 102.7 FM.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
Introducing Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We're bringing all of Utah's favorite HVAC, plumbing, and electrical brands under one roof. Call the pros at Yes and take $50 off any heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical system repair over $200. Get fast relief and $50 off any repair from Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. The same great people providing the same great service that Utah has counted on for more than 45 years. Visit theyesmancan.com to schedule your appointment.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? Ah, the joy of taxes. It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Mike Stevens and the team at Capital Wealth Advisors can help you create a plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up your tax strategy session with Mike Stevens and Capital Wealth Advisors now. Call 801-210-5500. That's 801-210-5500. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid some of those whoa moments in retirement. Call 801-210-5500. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Firm may not give tax advice.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, we are expecting snow squalls this afternoon, just in time for your drive home from work. KSL News Time 12:08. The chair of the National Transportation Safety Board Monday updated what failed on an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 jet over Oregon last Friday.
It is the two guides on the top that broke. Those have two bolts in them. We don't know if there were bolts there or if they are just missing and departed when the door plug departed.
Jennifer Homendy said that they have more equipment to investigate, and it will be many months before they release their final report. Investigators also found the so-called plug on the opposite side of the plane was just fine. Alaska Airlines and United Airlines report loose hardware has also been found on additional grounded 737 MAX 9 jets. A Portland school teacher got the credit for helping find the lost part of the door plug from that plane.
When I encountered it, it was really much disbelief. It was very hard to understand that what everybody was looking for in Portland was actually in my backyard, and I was the first one to actually see it.
Bob Sauer says investigators braved the rain yesterday to pick up the door plug from him. It's the kind of advertising that money just can't buy.
We are emergency. We are depressurized.
When Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 lost its door panel, the Boeing 737 experienced what's known as explosive decompression, meaning that anything that wasn't bolted down or belted in was going through the hole in the plane. That includes an iPhone that was sucked out and fell 16,000 feet to the Oregon countryside below. A man out for a walk found the phone under a bush, still working and with hardly any damage. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
United Airlines says that they've also found problems with their Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes. The grounding of those planes, combined with winter weather across the country, is impacting air travel. So far today, more than 50 flights have had delays either into or out of Salt Lake City, but just two flights have been canceled. Purple Rain is headed to Broadway. The 1984 movie marked the acting debut of Prince and featured music from his Purple Rain album. Now it's going to be a Broadway musical. Now we don't have any word on when it will open or who will star. KSL News Time 1209, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with Dino Pay. And Michelle, what's happening on the roads?
Well, we do have winter conditions. This is in Sardine Canyon. They did have some snow plows come through to try to clear out some drifting snow, but you're getting packed in again going through Sardine Canyon. For drivers on I-15 in the major corridor, that's looking good right now, but we do have some slowing. This is on the east belt as you're headed southbound toward Knutson Corner. It's 2024. Time to get Zero Resified with Zero Res. This month, get one room of carpet clean starting at $25 per room with promo code 25RM. Book today at zerores.com/Salt Lake. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're keeping it on the cold side today with snow showers. 34 is all you get for a high. Then a cold front moving in just in time for your evening commute. Be aware we could see a quick 1 to 3 inches. Overnight lows dipping off into the low 20s. We'll go 33 tomorrow with another cold front just in time for your evening commute home. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 28 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, we'll learn more about the spread of the flu in Salt Lake County and what you need to stay safe. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The snow and the cold are here, and there's more to come. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you haven't gotten your furnace tuned up yet, I'm about to save you some money. Normally, we charge $124 to tune up your furnace, but if you call today, Tuesday, January 9th, and mention you heard this ad, we'll give you $95 off and tune up your furnace for only $29. Call Any Hour Services right now to schedule, 801-443-7400. Manufacturers recommend annual maintenance to ensure safe operation, maximize efficiency, and help your furnace last for as many years as possible. 801-443-7400. If it's more convenient, go to anyhourservices.com and look for the red button that says book online. Schedule your $29 tune-up there. To lock in your $95 savings, all you need to do is get a hold of Any Hour Services today. That's $124 value for only $29. If you call Any Hour Services today. 801-443-7400. Google Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Everybody knows that your credit history can have a huge impact on your life, Amanda, especially when you're just starting out as an adult.
That's why Utah Community Credit Union, UCCU's new Credit Builder Loan is such a great idea. It's a way to build or to rebuild your credit.
All right, so let's talk about how it works. With Credit Builder, UCCU will open an account in your name and then provide that account with a fixed amount of funds along with a small automatic monthly payment. And as your automatic payments are made over time, of course, your credit builds, proving you're a responsible borrower and raising your credit score.
And that credit score is just so important because it determines the interest rates you'll get, higher credit limits, better loan terms because of your credit score.
And by the way, if you have kids in high school, open a Credit Builder loan in their name, and that way they're going to graduate from high school with a good credit score of their own.
It's called the Credit Builder Loan from Utah Community Credit Union, UCCU.
Just call or text UCCU or stop by any branch and start building your credit today.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
You can stream your favorite show anytime, but the opera only happens 4 times per year. Join us and make new memories with your family and friends. Enjoy the entertaining stories, beautiful sets and costumes, and mesmerizing music. You deserve an elegant night on the town or a Sunday matinee with Utah Opera. Your couch will be there when you get back. Start the new year with a magical opera. The beloved children's book, The Little Prince, is brought to life by Utah Opera in a colorful and vibrant event at the historic Capitol Theater. See the little prince and the whimsical characters he meets on his incredible journey. Sung in English, this opera is a perfect outing for adults and kids 5 and older, including a Sunday matinee performance. The iPad will be there when you get back. Tickets start at $21. Get yours today at utahopera.org.
Find tickets at utahopera.org.
Brought to you by Dominion Energy's ThermWise program, where they put their energy into helping you conserve it. Start saving energy and money today at ThermWise.com.
KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The Utah Department of Public Safety has launched a new campaign targeting road rage and cutting down on this trend they say is becoming more and more common. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second avalanche danger is expected to reach dangerously high levels in the next several days for the mountains of northern and central Utah. Third, traffic and weather together, Michelle.
Well, I'm hearing scanner chatter of a possible crash at 114th South, 1100 West. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow, and more snow. I'm Matt Johnson.
28 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation of the Boeing 737 MAX 9s now focusing on the bolts used to secure unused doors on the aircraft.
The Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 door plug found in a Portland school teacher's backyard is being sent to a lab to analyze how it came loose. Lead NTSB investigator Jennifer Homendy says they want to know if the bolts keeping the door in place broke or weren't even there when it blew out. And they're looking into reports by other airlines that they have found loose bolts on their MAX 9s.
We have heard reports from United, Alaska, and Boeing about loose bolts.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Washington, D.C., former President Trump appearing at an appeals court hearing today for the January 6th election interference case. Attorneys for Trump arguing he should be immune from facing charges due to his actions while in office. ABC News legal contributor Kim Whaley says the three-judge panel raised questions about immunity, which is outlined in the Constitution for Congress, but not presidents.
So the whole idea of immunity is implied. It's not expressed. And the idea the Supreme Court has said is, listen, you have to have presidents have some flexibility. But the notion that there's no red lines that presidents can cross, that they are elected to serve the people, they take an oath to defend the Constitution, it is not a monarchy.
State Secretary Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv, after meeting with Israeli leaders, telling reporters that the genocide case against Israel's military operations in Gaza is meritless.
We know that facing an enemy that embeds itself among civilians, who hides in and fires from schools, from hospitals, makes this incredibly challenging. But the daily toll on civilians in Gaza, particularly on children, is far too high.
Blinken says the priorities are getting more aid into Gaza, freeing the hostages, and avoiding a wider conflict in the region. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Salt Lake County health officials say two children under the age of 18 have died from the flu in the past month. We are joined live by Health Department spokesman Nicholas Rupp. Nicholas, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Maria.
How unusual is it to see young people die from the flu?
It's tragic, but not incredibly unusual. Last season, we did have one child death as well.
So what do people need to know to maybe protect their children more?
The most important thing you can do is get a flu vaccine if you're 6 months of age or older.
So what do we know about the strains of flu that are making the rounds right now?
It's a little unusual this season in that we have three strains all actively circulating in the community. Normally we have one that is very dominant and is the majority of cases, but right now we have three.
Mm-hmm. So what other illnesses are you keeping your eye on?
We're also keeping a close eye on RSV and COVID. All three respiratory illnesses are circulating in Salt Lake County, though influenza is our most prevalent right now.
Okay, and these two children that died, they aren't the only ones that have died of the flu this season.
Unfortunately, they are not. We have three adults who have also passed away due to influenza this season.
Any other important information people need to know?
In addition to getting vaccinated, if you're ill, please stay home, or if you need to go out, wear a mask, and then hand washing and covering your cough and sneezes are the most important things you can do.
All right. Nick, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is the Salt Lake County Health Department spokesman, Nicholas Rupp. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with Dino Pay. Michelle, what's happening on the roads?
Well, still the most treacherous place I'm seeing right now is Sardine Canyon, where they're trying to keep that cleared because of drifting snow. So you're going to want to allow some extra time and slow down to get through that. But I-15, the main corridor, still in good shape at this point. Belt Route also seeing good conditions. We are seeing a little bit of snow flurries up in the Snyderville area. The UAACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development to help them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA that's right for you at uacpa.org. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast is a snowman's dream. 34 today with a cold front in the afternoon. It could impact your evening commute. We could be talking 1 to 3 inches by tomorrow morning. 33 for tomorrow. Yes, another cold front like clockwork for your evening commute home on Wednesday. That one also could produce 1 to 3 inches. We'll go 29, mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry on Thursday. It's a bye day. 33 on Friday. We've got snow likely. Snow again for your Saturday, 37. We go snow showers possible on Sunday, 34 the high, down to 31 mostly cloudy on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 29 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow down by more than 200 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed. That's lower than most big box stores. These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
If you're on the journey of building your dream home, remodeling, or just want to brighten up some rooms, let the Blind Man be your tour guide into the possibilities 2024 has to offer. Window coverings balance functionality and aesthetics by managing light and privacy effortlessly. Whether you seek a captivating design element, enhanced privacy, light-blocking solutions, or an infusion of natural light, the Blind Man's consultants are here to navigate you through the latest trends, tailoring them to complement your unique style. Motorized and automated roller shades have emerged as the preferred choice in 2024. This is driven by features such as the convenience they provide for hard-to-reach windows, providing safety for both children and pets, and contributing to energy efficiency. The Blind Man's experts would love to help you explore the options along your journey. Visit theblindman.com today to set up a free in-home consultation. Theblindman.com.
From Ogden to St. George, Utah's premier window covering provider, The Blind Man.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 1224. Dog meat for human consumption has been voted off the menu in South Korea.
The vote in the South Korean parliament, unanimous. 208 in favor of the ban, 0 against. The legislation makes slaughtering, breeding, and the sale of dog meat for human consumption illegal from 2027. Punishable by 2 to 3 years in prison. Recent surveys showed more than half of South Koreans wanted dog meat banned, and a majority no longer eat it. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Watching Utah's money, get ready. The IRS says January 29th is the official start date of the 2024 tax season. Agency expects more than 128.7 million tax returns to be filed by the April 15th tax deadline. The U.S. has the most empty office space that it's had since 1979. Moody's Analytics says it's because of the pandemic. 19.6% of all office space is empty now compared to 16% pre-pandemic. The Stanley Cup craze is inspiring lots of people, including scammers. Police are warning shoppers of a sharp rise in counterfeit versions of the cup. The private company in charge of getting NASA back to the moon is trying to troubleshoot a technical problem that could threaten the entire mission.
Engineers with Astrobotic are using thruster rockets on Peregrine to keep the lunar lander's solar panels oriented toward the sun. The spacecraft is supposed to do that itself. Astrobotic tweeted yesterday that it had about 40 hours worth of fuel before the thrusters quit, the lander spins away from the sun, and the batteries eventually die.
That is ABC's Jim Ryan reporting.
We asked for it.
We need a healthy snowpack to fill our reservoirs.
Now we're getting it.
The plows have gone through here, but it is definitely still slick.
Emergency traffic.
Icy conditions on the road, even with the plows throwing down some salt.
Well over a foot of snow for the Wasatch Front total.
Now that we're finally seeing snow in the valleys, you should know KSL is ready. Get updates with traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s and emergency traffic at a moment's notice.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
I say it all the time, when it comes to your soda weight loss journey, there's no time to lose, there's only time to win, and there's no time better to win than right now. This is the time to get going on your soda weight loss journey. It's SOTA, it stands for state of the art, because it is state of the art. You've heard me say it over and over, I lost 37 pounds in 90 days, I'm 2 years into my maintenance program, I'm exactly at the right spot, feel great, look better. Everything's right where I want it to be, all through soda weight loss. Right now, your chance to win is even greater because you could actually win a full year of Soda's amazing program. And get this, a $2,000 wardrobe makeover in Soda's Shape Up Showdown. You're ready for it. All you have to do is email shapeup@sodaweightloss.com. As I said, there's no time to lose. There's only time to win. Check it out at sodaweightloss.com. That's S-O-T-A weightloss.com.
Boyd Matheson on the pitfalls of politics.
I think the biggest thing we all have to reject is the status quo. We have to reject the kind of politics that have been served up to us and that we've bought into. The biggest question for all of us is, what are we afraid of? And often what we're afraid of is losing power. Politicians often tell us, you can vote for whoever you want, but if you vote for someone other than me, you'll lose power, you'll lose influence. And we have to reject that. Our voting right is our most sacred and fundamental right. Vote for the best person, even if they're not in either political party. Some will try to convince you that's throwing your vote away and the evil, awful other side is going to win because of that. That's what they want you to believe. Because if you're functioning out of a position of fear, we all lose. You'll vote for the status quo, and that keeps the status quo in power.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with DinoPay. And here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, I-15 corridor still pretty quiet. We do have reports, though, of a new crash. This is northbound, 2 miles north of Santaquin. And it looks like it's off to the left, but I'm not seeing any delays from this. Also, if you're on going up Sardin Canyon, we, again, do have some winter conditions going on in there. Where women know what women want at J. Brooks Jewelers in Lehigh and Murray. And online. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
The snow switch has been flipped on. We've got 34 for a high today. A couple of light snow showers around the lunch hour, but the main event is with a cold front just in time for your evening commute. Overnight lows will drop off into the low 20s. Tomorrow, 33 with another commuter special, snow showers right around the afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, a few snow showers around the area and 30 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. KSL's top story this hour. We are learning today that two children have died from the flu in Salt Lake County in the last 30 days. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell has details.
The Salt Lake County Health Department says these two children are the first flu-related deaths this season of someone younger than 18. They say three people over the age of 50 have also died in the county. The health department says there have been multiple strains of the flu this season that have sent more than 350 people to the hospital for the flu. Most of them are older adults.
The health department says none of the five people who died got their annual flu vaccine. Snow is moving in. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says the brunt of today's storm is going to hit during the evening commute.
We're talking about 1 to 3 inches. Some spots could pick up more, but generally speaking, 1 to 3 for the valleys. And yes, we could be pushing a foot or more in our mountains.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory through 5 o'clock tonight. They've also warned that they may issue snow squall alerts. Our risk for avalanche is high across the Wasatch Front, but how do forecasters know? KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris has details.
The Utah Avalanche Center goes through a series of tests every day to create their danger ratings. They collect data from various weather stations and make their own observations on wind and temperature while heading up into the mountains. Once they reach the mountain snow, Craig Gordon with the Utah Avalanche Center says they conduct more physical tests.
We're testing that snow, feeling how it reacts to either our skis, our snowmobiles, or just underfoot. And then where the rubber hits the road is that we're digging into the snow and we're looking at those suspect weak layers and we're taking all of this information in.
They then compile all their data and create a danger rating. Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
This week, we're going to see some of the coldest temperatures yet this winter. Monica Traphagen with the National Weather Service says what's really going to get us is the apparent temperature or the wind chill. Across northern Utah, temperatures are going to feel like 10 to 15 degrees tomorrow and Thursday, but by the weekend, it will feel even colder.
The coldest morning in terms of apparent temperature is going to be Friday morning, that we're going to get apparent temperatures in the 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit range.
Traphagen says it's going to be important to layer up, keep your pets out of the cold, and keep emergency kits in your car. KSL's top national stories this hour. Attorneys for former President Trump made their case in the D.C. Court of Appeals this morning that his actions in the 2020 election should be covered by presidential immunity. Lawyer John Sowers says that's because the former president was working in his official capacity as president to ensure election integrity.
Nobody has contended that the president's immune from prosecution for purely private conduct. It's a question is, can he be indicted for official act?
Prosecutors say no one is above consequences for criminal actions, including the president of the United States. It's not clear when the appeals court will rule. A BYU study found that Utah is becoming more blue, but it's more complicated than that. KSL at Night co-host Taylor Morgan told David Dujanovic that the study only used election data from the last cycle.
This is an isolated election outcome between Donald Trump and Joe Biden in 2020. And this quote-unquote study is using one single point of information to draw all kinds of wild conclusions.
Morgan calls this a Trump-era issue rather than a change in party affiliation. Many registered Republicans voted for Joe Biden in 2020 just to get Donald Trump out of office. Today is the last day Utahns have to switch party affiliation for the upcoming presidential election. The Utah GOP caucus takes place March 5th.
For the presidential election, Utah's holding a closed caucus instead of an open primary. That means all registered Republicans will meet at local caucus meetings on March 5th and cast their votes for president. If you aren't registered as a Republican by 5 today, you can't be a part of this caucus.
After today, people are locked into their party affiliation for the presidential election year. Meta is out with some new rules for younger users.
Teens using Facebook and Instagram will now have the most restrictive content control settings in their accounts automatically turned on. Parent company Meta says it's worked with psychologists and mental health experts in an effort to reduce the amount of self-harm content that appears in younger users' feeds. The company says users can still talk about their own struggles with self-harm, eating disorders, or suicide, but that content won't appear in search results. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
An overwhelming response to a plea for help involving an overcrowded animal shelter in Poland. With the weekend cold spell approaching, the Warsaw shelter asked the public to help by adopting or even providing a temporary shelter for dogs that would have to stay in the outdoor pens because of overcrowding. By the end of the weekend, 120 dogs had either foster or forever homes. First look traffic. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, we did have reports of an accident. This is about 2 miles north of Santaquin, northbound I-15, but I can't find the crash, really, and I'm not seeing any delays. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning, and if I happen to be in my car and I'll notice it's close to top of the hour, then I'll go there to hear the news.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370. 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story. 5 people have died from the flu in the last month in Salt Lake County, 2 of them under the age of 18. KSL News Time, 1238. The Department of Public Safety has launched a new campaign taking aim at road rage. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
DPS Commissioner Jess Anderson says while most types of roadway deaths decreased from 2022 through last year, road rage crashes did not, rising about 11%.
Things and behavior, actions and that we just don't tolerate, none of it.
The new campaign gives guidance for both aggressive drivers and victims. Amanda McNabb with the Huntsman Mental Health Institute says one of the best things you can do on either side is to give some space.
Whether that's physical space and kind of pull over to the side and let that individual pass, or to allow whatever that initial trigger is to pass.
McNabb also says your choice of music in the car can help regulate your mood. She also says if you find yourself getting heated behind the wheel, one of the best ways to cool down is to simply pull over, take a breath, and talk to someone you trust. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The chair of the National Transportation Safety Board now blames Friday's fuselage blowout on an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet on the guides that hold the boats on the missing door plug. Chair Jennifer Homendy said even though they've isolated the cause, they are still running tests.
We also plan to do a 3D scan of the left opening
and match it up to models and drawings to ensure that we're not missing anything.
She says the right-hand plug on the jet was fine. The FAA has grounded all 737 MAX 9s until further notice. A Portland teacher says he was surprised to find the lost part of a door plug from that Boeing jet right in his yard. Bob Sauer spoke to ABC News.
It was pretty incredible to find it in my backyard when all of Portland was looking for it.
The NTSB says they believe there's more plane debris out there, but those parts aren't considered key to the investigation. Between the grounded planes and winter weather coast to coast, there are delays and cancellations at airports all over the country. Here in Salt Lake City, we've had more than 70 delayed flights so far today, two canceled ones. The hardest hit airports are Dallas-Fort Worth and Atlanta, followed by Chicago. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with Dino Pay. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, as fast as I said I-15 was quiet, we have a new crash southbound I-15. This is in Centerville, about 2100 North. It is blocking the two right lanes, so you're going to need to move over to the left to get around that. The rest of I-15, though, still pretty quiet, seeing still some winter conditions up Sardine Canyon. Lagoon is looking for ride maintenance technicians. Lagoon offers excellent mechanical trainings, programs, and amazing career opportunities. Ride maintenance technician position is full-time and year-round. Details, visit lagoonpark.com/jobs. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Two commuter specials to talk about. Today, we've got a high of 34. Cold front with snow just in time for the drive home. We'll go for 20 overnight. Light snow showers possible. 33 as we work into tomorrow. But again, like clockwork, another afternoon cold front that could impact your commute with a quick 1 to 2 or 3 inches. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 30 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, why mental health professionals and UDOT are teaming up to fight road rage. That's next. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Guys, are you sick of struggling with ED? Well, let me introduce you to GuyCare. GuyCare can effectively treat your ED at the source of the problem by using gentle pressure waves, no injections, no pills, and no side effects. In fact, GuyCare is so confident that we can help you that today only, January 9th, we are giving you the first treatment free. You heard right, guys. As part of our grand opening, your first treatment is completely free. No gimmicks, no injections, and no pills. just results. But you have to call now. 801-331-9911. Normally, this would cost hundreds of dollars. But call us today, January 9th, then your first treatment is totally free. 801-331-9911. That's 801-331-9911. Put a stop to your ED by treating the root of the problem and get your love life back. Call now to qualify for this incredible offer. 801-331-9911. Because your high-performance health matters.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Snow, including snow squalls, coming to the Wasatch Front. KSL meteorologists say areas north of Salt Lake Valley will get hit the hardest. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, two children have died from the flu in Salt Lake County in the last 30 days. There were five flu-related deaths altogether. Third, traffic and weather together, Michelle.
Well, we do have a crash. This is southbound I-15 in Centerville, off to the right. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow expected with a cold front this afternoon, then another one tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 30 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli leaders today about the military operations inside Gaza and efforts to preserve civilian life. Blinken says the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend against Hamas and terrorism and pushed back against the genocide case against Israel.
We believe the submission against Israel to the International Court of Justice distracts the world from all of these important efforts. And moreover, the charge of genocide is meritless.
Blinken says the priorities are to get more aid into Gaza, free the remaining Hamas-held hostages, and also avoid a wider conflict in the region. ABC News has learned the White House ordered a review of cabinet protocols for how authority is delegated. It comes after the days-long gap of notification after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization in ICU. Walter Reed Medical Facility in a statement says it was an infection following a procedure to treat early prostate cancer. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Utah Department of Public Safety says road rage fatalities are becoming more and more common, so they started a campaign to do something about it. Commissioner Jess Anderson says they're trying to figure out what the causes are of road rage to better understand that kind of behavior.
I think that we've all seen it, right? Everyone's experienced some sort of frustration at some point or some sort of aggressive nature while we've been driving. But it's really problematic when, as a law enforcement body, when we get called to situations where so many people who like to blame each other, right? And it's always the other person's fault. And when in vast majority of those times and instances, it's really the fact is that it could have been avoided or diverted by simply one party not engaging in it. And so, we've all seen the fact of brake checking, the aggressive swerving, the speed, the racing, the trying to get away, to trying to stay with. But now even to the severity, what have seen increases in, and that's the brandishing of weapons, shots actually being fired at one another. And so things and behavior, actions and that we just don't tolerate, none of it is that we're going to tolerate in the state of Utah. And it's something that we are really want to campaign against, educate against, and ask people to just be calm, and do not retaliate.
Anderson says this campaign is about representing the state and representing yourself.
When people look at Utah, we represent number one in a lot of good areas, We do not want to lead in the nation in any sort of aggressive behavior or this kind of driving habits. And so we would ask you to comply with this campaign. Take it serious. Give some critical thought to it when you see it. Let it spark an idea or any sort of previous behavior that maybe, yeah, you could have done better. And commit to yourself to improve upon that.
A bill is heading to this year's legislative session to address road rage in Utah and to allow the Department of Public Safety to better track it. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with Dino Pay. What's happening, Michelle?
Well, overall, the I-15 corridor is still running smoothly. The crews are still working, though, to clear this crash. This is southbound I-15, about 2100 north in Centerville. They just had a wrecker pull up to start to take some of these vehicles away. But if you're on the belt route, that's seeing good speeds. We do have some slow flurries, though. I was watching up at Summit Park, and you're going to have some snow going up I-80. It's 2024, time to get zero-resified with Zero Res. This month, get one room of carpets cleaned starting at $25 per room with promo code 25RM. Book today at zerores.com/Salt Lake. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. The next 7 days could recover our snowpack up to 100% in the northern mountains. We'll go 34 today, snow showers likely, especially with the cold front that moves through in the evening. 33 tomorrow, another cold front just in time for your evening commute. We'll go 29, mostly cloudy skies on Thursday, maybe a snow shower. Snow likely on Friday, Saturday, even Sunday with highs in the 30s there. We go mostly cloudy with a break from the snow by Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 30 degrees. 7 day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Make sure you check in with Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news this afternoon. Beginning at 4, we're going to have triple team traffic coverage for you as that storm hits.
I know it's Tuesday, but give me 60 seconds and I'll explain how spending $29 guarantees your furnace won't break down this winter, or we'll give you your money back. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with AnyHour Services, and when you have AnyHour do the annual maintenance on your furnace, it comes with our no-breakdown guarantee, 801-443-7400. Normally, we charge $124 to tune up your furnace, but not today. If you call today, Tuesday, January 9th, and mention you heard this ad, you'll lock in a $95 savings and get your furnace tuned up for only $29. 801-443-7400. If your furnace breaks down any time this winter after we tune it up, we'll dispatch a technician to your home to diagnose and troubleshoot your system for free. And we'll give you back the $29 you paid for the tune-up. Where else are you going to find an offer with this little risk? You literally get your money back if your furnace breaks down. Call AnyHour Services today and schedule your $29 furnace tune-up. 801-443-7400. Google AnyHour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
When words come out of our mouths and everything sounds fine, no one bats an eye. But if things come out a little jumbled or letters sound different than most, there's speech therapy. But did you know that speech therapy is used for more than just stuttering or disfluency? From articulation to expressive and receptive language to a simple act of swallowing that most of us take for granted, speech therapy can do amazing things for you, your health, and of course, your sense of self. That's why Summit Speech Therapy is here. Summit Speech Therapy works with people of all ages, from infants and toddlers who have a difficult time feeding or eating, TBI, stroke, or coma patients, to children and adults with speech problems. So much of it is all related, and Summit Speech Therapy can help. Summit works with all insurance companies as well as private pay options, and the experience can be life-changing. With clinics up and down the Wasatch Front, including Murray, with no long waiting for an appointment. For more, visit summitslp.com. That's summitslp.com.
Get ready for the ultimate movie experience. You, your loved ones, the big screen, and, oh yeah, the world-class Utah Symphony playing the movie's music live, giving you next-level surround sound. Don't miss the Hollywood classic Casablanca or the animated favorite How to Train Your Dragon. The Films in Concert series will become your new preferred cinematic experience, located conveniently in downtown Salt Lake City at Marisa Bravnell Hall. See what's playing next at utahsymphony.org/films. Listen to the greatest classical hits from the 1700s to today. The world-class Utah Symphony performs thoughtfully curated programs featuring timeless masterpieces by Strauss, Dvorak, and Tchaikovsky, and even world premieres from modern composers. The Utah Symphony's Masterworks Concerts offer elegant and entertaining evenings at Marisa Bravnell Hall in the heart of Salt Lake City. Tickets start as low as $21. Get yours at utahsymphony.org.
Experience the Utah Symphony's films in concert. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 1254, the group Utah Naloxone says medication has been used to help save lives from overdoses 10,000 times.
Dr. Jennifer Plum is the group's medical director. She says Naloxone has been available for non-medical persons to use in Utah for about a decade. She hopes more people will start carrying the drug.
What I encourage people to think about is it's not just one stereotypical person or type of person that's at risk of an opiate overdose. Anywhere an opiate could be, or you know is somewhere where there should be naloxone.
Dr. Plum says she's terrified the drug has been needed 10,000 times, but says she's happy that it has saved so many lives. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, many office workers went home at the beginning of the pandemic, and they never came back. Office vacancies have hit a record high in the U.S., even as companies enforce return-to-office mandates. Hybrid options keep numbers dwindling. A new labor rule will make it harder to classify workers as independent contractors. Axios says that this is a win for gig workers because businesses will now have to give these workers employee benefits. Tiger Woods is no longer a Nike athlete after 27 years, ending a partnership between the business and golf's biggest star. Neither Woods nor the brand specified a reason. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 198 points, sitting at 37,483. S&P is down by 10. The NASDAQ up by 10 points. Some of the most beloved movies will turn 20 this year.
These movies may feel like they came out just yesterday, but they're hitting their 20-year milestone.
What are you going to do today, Napoleon?
Whatever I feel like I want to do. Gosh!
Napoleon Dynamite is just one of the beloved movies. Others include the not quite 30, but flirty and thriving 13 Going on 30, The Notebook, Friday Night Lights, The Incredibles, and the iconic Nicolas Cage movie, National Treasure. Mean Girls will also be celebrating its 20th birthday this year, and to celebrate, it's getting a musical remake that's out this weekend. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Up to a 30% upfront bonus and 12% per year guaranteed growth for retirement. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and these are the highest guarantees with annuities I have seen in my life. When interest rates are this high, there are silver linings, and annuity guarantees are one of them. Up to a 30% bonus upfront for retirement income. On $100,000, that's up to $42,000 guaranteed in the first year, and it's because of the economy and its high interest rates. Don't let anyone, especially another financial advisor, tell you it's not true. Up to 30% upfront just for opening an account and up to 12% per year guaranteed income growth. Don't miss out. This won't last forever. If you have an old 401k, get up to 30% upfront and 12% guaranteed growth for income today.
Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, Satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop, and they start at only $29 a month. And it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really do love you.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with Dino Pay. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, I'm still looking at a live shot of this crash in Centerville. This is southbound around 2100 North. It is off to the right. Crews are in the process of trying to get this cleared. So if you can move over to the left and give them some room. Also seeing some snow flurries up at Summit Park. This is in I-80. Cypress checking account members enjoy discounted rates on auto and RV loans, free access to their credit scores and reports, and a suite of other products and perks. Learn more at cypresscu.com, Cypress Credit Union. Your future is our future. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
And you could expect some serious snow showers by about 4 o'clock this afternoon. So you want to make sure you stay tuned to KSL News Radio. Today's high about 34 right now, 30 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.